Welcome everyone back to another edition of Rita's radio show, Radio Rita. I'm your host, Rita. First up, I want to share with you all, if you haven't had the time or the effort, go ahead and check out designsbydinky.com. I repeat, designsbydinky.com, designsbydinky.com. Put in Rita Lee's podcast for free shipping for all your doggies or kitties need, for coats to onesies to tutus to coasters to stationery or invitations. Check it out. Designsbydinky.com. Tell Dinky yourself that Rita, Moppy, and Chloe sent you. That's right. Designsbydinky.com. Now, with everything going on, and I apologize for the short, abrupt end. I was very upset at the fact that the manager knocked on the door wanting to research me. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with that, you know? And so, designsbydinky.com, again, and I want to say, you know, logically up there, you know, I want to say thanks to my supporters and etc., you know, that, you know, that we got one spreadsheet due today. I might tackle some others. I was trying to get into the video game thing before everything happened, you know. So, you know. And by the way, the manager, I got to tell you a story about this. The manager turns around and she asks, Rita, are you okay? You look like you're walking funny. How do you explain to the manager? Oh, yes, I'm doing fine, ma'am. I'm just walking funny because I have a dilator up my vagina. I mean, I would be sitting there going, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I love my family dearly, okay? I love everyone dearly, including my partner, man, that she's a sweetheart. But to ask me outright if my dilation thing, it's like, yeah, like, I really want to talk about my dilation, you know. I mean, I have enough trouble as it, you know, so why should I basically be dealing with it, you know? And she's just like, okay, cool, you know. So, you know, it was just like that. But anyways, so she's like, research. It's like, do I really want to do it? She says, you have no choice. So now I got to make an appointment for the 5th of July to go to town to get it. Well, I guess the 5th is when we're going in. We might as well go get Chloe's other records because Mr. Lawyer McDouchebag is pushing for him. So I was like, okay, we'll just basically get that done too, you know. So, I was like, we can do this, you know, we should do this, you know, and Chloe, she's like, yeah, you're right, we can do this, that's cool. Yeah, and I respect Chloe, I really do, you know. So, I was like, okay, we can do this. And so, you know, I mean, I love Chloe dearly, right? And, you know, because I love Chloe dearly, you know, it's, you know, we just got to handle it in a different way, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, people ask me time and time again, you know, like today, someone asked me, well, she's a bozo. Why do you put up with a bozo? They're like, Rita, why do you put up with a bozo? And it's like, why do you put up with a bozo? And it's like, I care for Chloe, but, you know, the thing is, you know, it's hard to explain, you know. It's like trying to explain to the people, you know, and I want to get into the video game thing, to the people that, you know, Chloe's got PG-80. It's like sitting there saying, no, I got PG-80, and you can't explain where it is. It's like, is it in the ass? Is it prostate? Is it a clitoris feeling? I mean, literally, you know, I mean, and Chloe always is like, well, how do I do this, and how do I do that, and how do I do this, and it's like, you just do it, you know? I mean, you just do it, you know? I mean, I love my family, you know, I love my family, yearly, and it's like, you just do it, you know? I mean, literally, you just do it. I mean, and so it's like, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, how do you, you know, I mean, with me, when I get aroused, right, and I'll be honest with you, I get aroused from time to time, but you have to, you know, as a woman, you know, even before lower surgery, you know, and you were born both, you have to, you know, focus. I mean, when you're a woman, okay, my neighbor's like, you're not a woman. And then my neighbor's son's like, you know, like, yeah, right, you know, but they're always talking about how I am a, how I am, you know, being a woman, you know, you have the orgasm, you know, when you have the orgasm, you know, people say, oh, well, orgasm as an intersex woman isn't an orgasm for being a genetic woman. Well, actually, it depends on if you were born both, you know. Now, for me, I'll tell you how it feels, okay? With me, it's pure ecstasy when you do orgasm, and I'm not talking about literally as in, you know, being, you know, like, now, I keep wondering about this guy here, you know, he's making strategy guides, right? And he calls himself the Black NES guy. Now, I don't support the guy, I'm just saying I found him on Amazon while I'm doing my pricing. And one of the things I need to share with you is, this Black NES guy, I'm wondering what he, let's see, the Ultimate Guide to Zelda, the Ultimate Guide to Super NES, A Secret of Mana, Chrono Trigger, Super Metroid, Mega Man X, Final Fantasy 3, so he's basically going down the list. So basically, you know, you want to pay $24 for his books, make him rich, well, go for it, you know. I, for one, think, okay, I'm trying to see if we have, where it is. I mean, it's been a while, so, you know. And so, but yeah, anyways, this guy's got like 12 books. That's pretty, pretty good, you know. So, but anyways, like I said, you know, I'm just going to go off of this right now. Let's fix that. Then we will go here and put that in. So, yeah, anyways, I just get irritated to tell, you know, when I'm sitting there, what is that there? And then you're relaxing, you know, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, talking about Chloe for a minute, you know, again, you know, a lot of people have asked me, well, you know, why are you with her, you know, and it's called love. And secondly is I don't like being abandoned, you know, and you know, that's something that I don't like. What the hell? Let me guess. I gotta remove this and then try. There we go. You see, sometimes the Amazon is picky, by the way. So you gotta take out the Roman numerals and stuff and recalibrate it. And then it pulls up and you're like, oh yeah, there we go. So, but anyways, ooh, ouch. Don't you just love strategy guys when you get them and you're like, oh yeah, that's great. And you look at it and it's, you know, it's quadrupled in price, you know? So, anyways, so back to the thing about Chloe is, you know, I love Chloe dearly, and everyone's like, well, why are you putting up with Chloe, you know? And, you know, I had police officers say that one handcuffed, you know, and those motherfuckers, you know, in my opinion, never trust the police because they're just freaking, I don't trust them. My sister and everyone, they said, well, you should trust them because, you know, they were, you know, the thing is, they, you know, I don't trust them. Call me, you know, paranoid, but I do not trust them. There you go. Plain and simple. So I want to say I love all of you, you know, and, you know, I got coffee at Brewed. And I figure today will be one of these days while Chloe's snoozing away that I will be working on, other issues. I got to check my email real quick, you know. Because I need to know about that project I'm working on for selling games. And I'm just like, right on, you know, rot on, you know. So I get two emails, one being a crappy thing about get a new computer at a discount. It's like, I really don't want it. A discount, and I get spam email about how I need to get a better deal on, you know, on other issues. It's like for example, you know, remember I was telling you, me and Poppy's lawsuit would go through. You know, I'd be getting an RV on Monday. He's like, well, that's my money. My son died, and you're not entitled any. I'll give you what I feel is right. Yeah, that's his answer, and he ain't getting shit, so fuck you. That was his answer, you know. So, I was like, you know. So, I was kind of, you know, bummed out because, you know, being a beautiful, you know, woman that I am, you know, my husband, you know, if he was wife, he'd say, you know, and one of the things I want to say to everyone here is my husband is the type of guy that despised his dad. I mean, his dad was selfish. His dad was always bitching. Yeah, well, you know, the work is the way it is. It's like, and so, I mean, in my opinion, I love my family dearly. And, you know, I just don't like the fact that, you know, someone turns around and says, you know, I'm entitled because my son died. And it's like, you ain't entitled to shit. It's what God gives you. So if God sits there and says to you, don't worry, I'm going to handle things, you basically know and bet your ass that God's going to handle things. But some people sit there and say, Well, God ain't there for me. Well, that's because you're not there for God, basically. That's the real reason, you know. I mean, I am there for God. You know, God's always there for me. I mean, I've had nights with my bipolar, you know, and I'm sitting there, right? And God would sit there and say, rest your head on my shoulder. And I know he's right next to me, and I'm sleeping. I'm a prophet of God. So God basically picks me up, you know, Jesus, and he puts me to sleep. And, you know, and then he's like, what you need is not alcohol, but what you need is me. And, you know, just believe in me. And, you know, with me, I'm just like, okay, I mean, you know. And so with me, you know, I sit there and I smile because, you know, I love my family and I love Jesus. Jesus is my family, you know. And, you know, when you sit there and, you know, people deny Jesus, that's when they get shit on. I mean, look at Chloe. Chloe comes back to like, oh, I'm going to be a Christian. Read 8 chapters of the Bible. Puts it up. And then all of a sudden, basically, she's like, I'm getting shit on. I'm getting shit on. And you're sitting there going, maybe because you're not following God, you know? I mean, in my opinion, you know, this is, okay, so you know, in my opinion, you know, you gotta sit there and, you know, I mean, look. I mean, let me put it to this way, Kyle. You got a fucking asshole like Chloe's mom sitting there. Oh, your dad's Chloe, your dad's Chloe. Really, I give Chloe all my heart, you know, and I care for her deeply. Oh, yeah, well, if you did, then what about this restraining order? Well, let's just say that at the time, you know, I was told it was the best course of action. You know, and, you know, so, you know, with me being locked up, which I didn't think I was going to be locked up, you know, that I didn't think I'd be locked up. Now, guess what? I woke up, and I was locked up. And because I was locked up, I was like, okay, you know, in a mental hospital that I didn't get this court case. Well, we never did either. All of a sudden, it was dissolved. Now, you can't even find the names in the court record. You know, and so, you know, and then all these fucking police are like, oh, well, you know, da, 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 da. And you're sitting there going, dude, shut the fuck up. You know, I told one guy that's the word chicken. The other day I saw him, and I mean, I'm in a wheelchair, and he looked at me and he says, what's with the wheelchair? And I explained it to him, you know, and he's like, oh, I didn't know that, you know. And then he asked me about the wound on me. You know, I'm on a carousel. What happened there? He says, don't tell me your old lady did this, you know, because he's really irritated. So I said, no, it was that motherfucking young punk-ass jackass. He looked at me and he goes, who's the punk-ass jackass? I said, I don't know, a fucking young fucking punk that's like 19 and got a gun and thinks he's the law. And the guy just laughed and said, that motherfucker basically screwed up, literally. And I just sat there going, okay, cool, you know, but, you know. But anyways, let's just talk about, you know, Chloe's PGAD for a second, you know. You know, and Chloe's PGAD, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't have a PCP for Chloe, so technically it's been hit and miss, you know, so we haven't even tried to get a PCP. I mean, literally, it's like Chloe just, you know, I don't know. And the lawyer's like, we're going to pass her a prayer. You have to. I mean, I got a letter today, okay? Let me read you this letter, basically, you know. The letter is basically another, I'm an asshole fucker. You know, you're going to do my bidding, and I ain't doing anyone's bidding. He kissed my ass, you know. You know. Now, a lot of people out there, think, you know, I'm jeopardizing or whatever Chloe's reports. I'm not jeopardizing anything. For the record, you know, for you guys here on my podcast, including Dinky, one of the records is, you know, 18 minutes it's already taken me to do one spreadsheet. I mean, it is kind of complicated because it doesn't have to do with gaming, but I got to change course instead of doing the next batch, which is music. I got to change course, you know, and, two games again for another section of RPGs, you know. Anyways, let me just say, you know, with love, you know, that I was talking to, you know, the beautiful people like you guys and, you know, the police, you know, and everyone else, you know, except they're questioning, you know, everything, you know. And it's like, you know what? You know, you can let someone like Chloe run around amok, basically, make threats against the government, and you don't give a shit. I mean, they just basically said it, we don't give a shit. So, you know, and you know what? I'm at my point in my life with the lawyer that I don't give a shit, you know. So, I'm going to drink some coffee in a second here, and well, let's just, you know. And I'm supposed to get in touch with Chloe's, caseworker. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna say it as is out of love, alright? I am a woman who does so much for Chloe, and I know TJ and, Gabby and Lexi and Paige and the rest of them are sitting here if they're listening to my podcast saying, you're right. And I love Tara J with all my heart, you know, as a sister. So my opinion is this. Why should I fucking bother to basically be chomped at the bit by some motherfucking ass monkey that's telling me, you know, let's do this or else. I don't have to do shit. I don't have to do fucking shit for you, sir. I mean, if I get a jackass motherfucker that's gonna sit there, right, and basically dictate and chomp at the bit, then my attitude is, fuck it. I mean, look at the fucking hospital right now. I admit, you know, being drunk, you don't act stupid while you're drunk, okay? I'll admit that. I love all of you, okay? But I will admit, you don't fucking go in drunk, right, to a hospital, which, well, let me explain something I did find out that was funny and just, you know. Let me see, is that it? Anyways, you don't go into a hospital drunk. You know, as they say, smelled of Eto, which is intoxication. I just found that out. And basically walk out going, I'm drunk. You know, you never do that, okay? You don't do that. People don't do that. People sit there and laugh about it, but you don't do that. You know, the point is, you do not do that, you know? I mean, when I was younger, apparently, I had Eto on my breath, you know. Let's see. What? And, you know, so, you know, what I want to say is you get Eto, right? And, you know, you sit there and you're waiting too long. You say, fuck it, I'm out of here. And the doctor's like, you can't leave, we can detain you, you know, we can detain you. It's like, fuck you. You walk out. You get home. Nothing happens. Next time, you know, Chloe panics. She comes up there, you know, and it's like, yeah, you need this, you need that. Next thing you know, you're basically screaming, and they're like, you can't leave, and you're like, fuck you, and all of a sudden, you fucking leave. Next thing you know, you're like sitting there wondering what's going on, you know, and you go to sleep, you know. And then, again, for example, I gotta check this email, by the way, and then, out of the love I have for all of you, you sit there and you're like, you know, again. Then you get done, right? And you wake up. And again, you're like, okay. Then the next day the shit hits fan. And then all of a sudden you're fucking sitting there, right? And again, you're up there, you know, second time, and they're like, oh, you can't dilate, we'll throw the dilation, you know, we're gonna throw this away, blah, 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 and you're like, fuck you, you're not throwing my dilation away, and I'm not going to be going under your care, you know, I need to, you know, don't you want to speak to a therapist? No, therapist ain't gonna do shit. You can't do your job, I ain't gonna deal with you, so, you know, you walk out. Is that a 50% or... Oh, no, okay. So then you fucking walk out, right? Then all of a sudden, you're freaking back home. You're getting in a gown. Daytime. You're drunk, so you don't care. This is like, fuck you all. The next night, again, your supposedly woman who loved you, aka Chloe, turns around and is panicked. please handcuff you, throw you up in the car, take you away, no service dog. Tell them you're going to be involuntarily committed. You don't know what's going on. You're completely wasted because you have the police basically read you rights and you were arrested. And they're like, you're going to jail. Well, we can't do it because you're a tranny freak. So you're going to get a citation in the mail next thing you know. My lawyer turns around a couple days later and says, uh-uh. They haven't sent you one by now. They ain't sending you one at all. Okay, so spreadsheets are done. Let's go and open up the next one. By Siri. So now I got to go and open up this. Again, I got to work on these yet again. I mean, it's like pure, this time around, spreadsheets have been keeping me so busy, you know, but, you know, oh, I never checked my email. You see? Let's just get the email done. Okay, it's just the wine club. I'm getting tired of the spam when I need my business email, and I've gotten everything sent. Instead, let's just exit this, do that, go over here. You know, I'm going to do what I can today before I have a break, okay? Let's have some coffee. So, I will be using the website. It's kind of slow. Apparently, they claim they are fast, but I don't agree. What the hell? Alright. Great. Look at that. Oh, you know what? Let's just do it this way. Fuck it. So, I just had to make a new column, so let's just save this again. Sometimes the columns are screwed up, but you know what? It's all good. So, let's just go here and go. Alright, so we're loading up, and so I have had some coffee. So you get the idea, right? Let's see, I need two. So no, here we go. Alright. Ah, great. We don't need that one. Alright. So, let's just continue. See, the best part about this is you can scroll down, right? And it's pretty fast, you know, once you get to it. You know exactly what you're doing. So, it's like, you know, you go down here. The fourth one's going to be probably expensive. You can do it. Yep. There. And then you want... and the fifth one... Then let's get that one, get that one, get that one, and then you want to find here we go. And finally, you go down here to this one. See, spreadsheets will probably go pretty fast once you get to it. Here we go. So, alright, first section done. Move along down the list. Let's see. There. So, back to the games. You know, but anyway, someone was asking me about, oh, it hasn't changed. Right, rock on, okay. So, one of the things I was talking to, oh yeah, I'm supposed to use Google Calendar. Alright. That one did raise the price. Is it available? That's the question. That doesn't really matter because I really don't care. Thing is, I can only do so many spreadsheets a day before my neck and back give out. So, you know, the real problem is I still got to make phone calls to a social worker today if I can get a hold of him. I frankly don't really care. And you just hear a fighter plane above us if you do hear that. That's a fighter plane. Should have prepped him, but you know what? I don't really care. Prep him. I'm moving along, you know. So yeah, shout out to Danielle and Dinky and Corey for A-hole. And you know, I love my family dearly, you know, they are awesome. So. All right. And that one is, oh, whoops. I see that. Oh, that's cool, though. $7 more to get a new camera. Yeah, that's $7 to save anyway, but still, continue down the list. See, I like this because it actually pulls it up on a website better, so you don't have to go around, you know, you just, ooh, that looks cool. I'd love that, But anyway, let's just do this. And then, you know, those, you know, when you find out that that's not available, you should make notes. But I'm one of these that I'm just like, I'm not going to do notes. I can buy those on Amazon. So, you know. All right. Some of these are out of stock, so you got to basically take count what you're gonna buy, you know, if you take credits, you know, because the credits aren't bad, but they're not great, you know. I mean, so this one dropped in price, but the second one's not available, so and it's pretty fast once you get momentum, you know. So, but yeah, anyways, and you know, once in a while, you know, you need to, basically take a break, you know, and relax, you know, and stretch your neck, you know, and stretch this and do that, you know, and it's an interesting concept, you know, you just gotta take breaks, you can't just be in front of a computer all day, you know, and so, let's check the time out on this. 33 minutes, not bad. So anyways, like I said, you know, so anyways, one of my friends, Danielle, let me just talk about her for a second. She was talking about, you know, me being fresh from surgery, right? And I'm dealing with a bozo. Now, she was talking about Chloe being the bozo, you know, and it sounds real to you. Looks like this is cool. Let's do this one. And I like this because you can actually do a lot, you know. But she's as fresh as a bozo, you know, and I'm like, yeah. Let's see. I love how I can just go down the list, you know, and just like put it in and it loads pretty good, you know. No. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, some of these would be badass to get, you know. Let's see. But then, but yeah, anyways, talking to Danielle, you know, she said, you know, but the reason, you know, and I want to share this with my loving family, you know, and TJ and Mike and Gabby is, you know, being in a loving relationship, you know, with my family, you know, one of the things that, and I know Tara J is sitting there going, right, you're fucked up, is, you know, my family basically turns around, including my close friends, are saying, you know, I'm just basically a caretaker for loads, you know. Hey, you know what? This would be good just to rack out that one. That series alone is badass enough. We're not doing too bad on this. Whoops. I want to go over here. I really don't want to go yet. Yeah, I'm already on D's, you know. Remember, I go alphabetical on the file, so... And so, sometimes you gotta use the Roman numerals anyway, you look at it. And there we go. I wanted to say that, you know, love, you know, but yeah, anyways, for some of you out there wondering, you know, and you don't want to attack me for saying the police are stupid or whatever, you know, the thing is I shouldn't be basically read my rights for basically taking the garbage out, you know, of the, out, you know, they should be leaving me on, all right, cool. Email them on a couple of things, but you know, right now. Alright. So, see, some of the bigger ones, you know, you guys always ask me, you know, in private messages, well, what about the bigger spreadsheets? I do those last, you know. And because I frankly don't like the larger ones to last, and that helps me out, spread out my thing. I mean, it's Wednesday, okay? Tomorrow is a food bank day, which means I get pushed in a wheelchair up there for food bank tomorrow, which means we're, we will be out of, Chimichanga's, you know, Chimichanga's, tonight, which means we will be needing to go to, the store on Sunday, which is our next day, to resupply ourselves with Salisbury steaks, and, we will be going to the, bank. On Monday to, you know, to load Chloe's card up because Chloe's going to be paying the rent through video games. I mean, that's how it works, you know. You know. And a lot of people sit there and they say to me, you know, talking about Chloe for a second. I love Chloe. They say to me, Rita, I go, yes. Why do you bother with sitting inside all the time but not going out and outside, you know, and me, I'll tell you why I don't like going outside, you know. I don't want to walk down the street and have the police harass me. I'm really afraid that the police is going to harass me, you know. Here we go. So we're on F's already. I skipped one F because that's pretty huge. And I will get that one later. But, you know, working our way down the list, you know, it's a refreshing. And if I need, You know, if I need a break, I can take a break, walk outside, take Poppy out, you know, etc. And then come back and do more spreadsheets and phone calls and... and, you know, and it's a good thing because, you know, for me, I just, let's see, is this, yeah, that one, alright, let's see. Alright, so, you know, we're still in F's, as you know, and so, you know, I do need to contact them about something else, but you get the idea. Ooh, okay, here we go. Alright, so, some of them aren't available, so that's why you gotta work with them, but, you know. And so, yeah, and as you all know, some people sit there and say, well, you know, tell us about your agreement with Chloe, you know. Well, Chloe, I pay everything for Chloe, you know, but lately, you know, my family's just like, you know, why bother, you know? I mean, my neighbor's like, you know, what's the point, you know? And, I mean, I love my family dearly, so to me, it's like, to me, it's like, what's the point of even, you know, bothering with, you know, doing certain things, you know, like going outside. It's like, yeah, I'll go outside when I'm feeling like it, you know, but in the meantime, what's the point, you know? Let me see about... I'm already in D's, by the way, you know, once in a while, I will take a break from my, computer, because, you know, on spreadsheets, like today, I'll probably do it, because, for some of you, that, you know, have been open-minded and listening and stuff and so forth, you know, the main thing is I try to do an hour at a time for that, but also to take breaks, you know, and because I like taking breaks, I think it's a good idea to, you know, work my way down, you know, take a break from time to time, go outside, etc., etc. And, you know, I really, really do, like, you know, like my, way I do things, you know, and, no, that's the, import. There we go. I'm curious about something. Just out of curiosity. I'm just checking something real quick. We're talking about trade-in value. See, first one, second one, and third one. So, oh wait, to this suspicious strategy. Hold on. Let's try again to put it all in one word. So basically, they're saying you can get it all. Oh no, that's that one up there. All right, I don't want to move on. Where are we again? Oh, yes, we're over here now. We finished all those. All right, let's continue down the pipe. So just checking it out, you know. Harvest Moon's a good game too, you know. You know, the company I'm checking on right now, they've never ever steered me wrong yet, you know. Alright. And then finally, the one on the top here is. There we go. See, we already cleared a lot so far today, and I'm doing pretty good. So let's just do this one. I know it's kind of big, but it's not too big. You just put in what you want. You go like this, and like this, and like this, and you put in that. So coffee's almost done, you know. And then you know I might. You know, like I said, I might take a break out, sooner or later, you know, to relax, you know, for a minute or two. See, I don't have that one yet. Oh, yeah, okay. So that one's, oh, okay. So that one's out of stock. Go figure. Go figure. And that one's out of stock. So I guess when it comes to Harvest Moon, you know, it'll be hard to get a hold of, you know. That one's out of stock, too. Go figure on that one. I guess Harvest Moon's becoming popular again. Let's just continue down the pipe, you know. All right. We already went through that, you know, and then all we gotta do is go. And when you go down the list, right? You go down the list on the list, and, yep, you can get that one. That's cool. Let's see, it must be if it is. That was just my auntie, by the way. She basically, we were talking about a medical record that I'll share with you. Apparently, I was talking to my aunt about something that happened to me as a child that I didn't even know about, which was we were conversing about the problem with me that at 8 years old, apparently, I had ETO. Now, as anyone knows what ETO means, it means intoxication. Well, apparently at, okay, that was out too, okay. You know, so apparently I had ETO, right? Anyway, because I had ETO on my system, it was, an interesting concept, you know, because, it was like, you have ETO on your system, and, you know, they put me in a hospital for like 2 weeks, you know, and said my mother was not to have custody of me at the time. And I'm sitting there going, for real? ETO? For real? So I was like, really bummed because, you know, The only problem that I can say with a fact with this website is you have to let the search bar basically reload, and it takes pretty much time, you know. And so with Ito, you know, it scared me, you know. Great. So are we supposed to put this in a space? And sometimes it just doesn't want to pull up, so you just got to sit there and go. There we go. Let's see. Is it loading again? Yes, it is. So you have to put space in and everything else, and it's a pain in the butt. So we're almost done with this one, as you know. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, I was intoxicated as a child, and I didn't know I was in a mental hospital wing for 2 weeks because of it. I was reading that on my, record, and my aunt, you know, who was like a guardian to me, basically. I had two aunts that were guardians to me. An uncle that was a guardian to me, but he also was kind of abusive. I had two uncles that were, let's just say, a little horny little bastards, you know, and it was like, you know, and one died, and then, you know, it was like, okay, and then the second one died recently, and, you know, it was like, you know, I don't talk about my childhood with anyone because, you know, I don't like talking about it to my family, like, you know, my family, like Dinky and Corey Beehole, that they don't really know, you know, my childhood with two of my uncles was like, you know. I mean, my Uncle Steve was awesome. My Aunt Ida was awesome. My Aunt Maya was awesome. My Uncle Biro and my Uncle Stinky, yeah, those are the people that you just don't want to talk about or affiliate with. Because, you know, you sit there and you're like, yeah, life is good. Instead, you know, this next spreadsheet's going to be hard because, you know, I need to check on the time, too. So we got 8 minutes left, so, you know. So oh, that was 7:48. You know. Bottom of 31. There. Anyways, like I said, for all of you out there, you know, it's a childhood thing that I don't talk about, you know. You know. Does this work? Or did I spell it? Not found. Let's see if this works. There. Yeah, found it. Sometimes I hate how this thing doesn't work, you know. Display 14. No, we want to display all 100 of them. I'm tired and I want to scroll faster. You know, so, you know, I asked my aunt, you know, and my aunt's just like, yeah, you know, doesn't know anything about it, but still, you know, it's like, for real, don't know anything about it. Oh. There you go. You know. There we go. So, that one is sold out, so I'd have to go somewhere else for that one. That was sold out. Yep. Okay. So. Oh. I think I screwed up. Yeah, I did. This is the thing that I was looking at. That one. This one, I don't know because I screwed up. See? Talking to you guys at times, I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden I look around and I'm like, whoops. So now I gotta go and fix that one, which is 3. There. Alright, so that price is right. Alright, so we'll scroll there and then go down here to this one, which is the next one. See, it's pretty fast, you know. And they offer free shipping anyway, so. I'm not sure how to put in that one. Sometimes you gotta basically coordinate and recalibrate things so it works properly. Hold on. Yeah, I'm doing a little Christmas shopping early. Is it gonna load it now? 13 items. All right. Oh, yeah, I like that one. I'm talking about the little statue. No, I don't see it in here. Base it off that price. Let's see if I can find it. So, oh yeah, I gotta put in the second word to pull it up. You see, the second word is the problem, you know. That first word is the problem. The second one, you just pop that in there and it says, you know, 23. Alright, let's just go down. There's that one. Alright. And then you have the last one, which is, I don't think we'll find it, but we'll look anyways. Right, then go there. There's a company I go through, I can email them, you know, and they'll basically give me the link to the other one I'm looking for, so, because I can't find it, so I'll be like, hey, can't find this one. How about you throw me a bone here, and they'll be like, okay, cool, here we go. I mean, that's how great the company is, you know. And so, I don't need that one. Do I? Nope. So, let's do this. So, anyways, I better check on the time. I don't want to overlap. So, with that said, everyone, 58 minutes. I'm going to finish this spreadsheet, go outside for a couple minutes, moppy, take a break, stretch my legs, stretch my neck and back, and then continue until, you know, I gotta get Chloe up for dinner. So with that said, everyone, please not subscribe, please post comments, you know, just leave everything nice, you know, and just remember, designed by Dinky.com. Stay tuned for another part or episode here on Radio Rita.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.